The Upper Canada Heritage Trail in Niagara-on-the-Lake and a committee working to rehabilitate the piece of recreational infrastructure can add another party to its list of financial contributors. That would be the town of Niagara-on-the-Lake, who will be pitching in $21,000 to continue the project to Line 3 before the end of the year. This comes after a decision made by council last week, voting on a motion brought forward by Cown. Wendy Cherapita. A federal grant of $250,000 is considered unlikely to succeed, said Cherapita's motion, who also expressed urgency about getting the work done in a timely fashion, before the weather turns bad. It was also approved that town labor be contributed as an in-kind contribution, and that another report come in the near future to provide more information on what that adds up to in the long term. The $21,000 will come from the town's discretionary grant fund. Cown. Gary Burrows asked staff if it would be more appropriate to take the amount from municipal accommodation tax funding, to which Treasurer Kyle Freeborn suggested the trail would not qualify because it isn't a tourism asset. Freeborn sees the trail as more of a local piece of infrastructure. Cown. Erwin Weems expressed support for the project, pointing out that town has not been approached for funding in the past, and that the trail is well used. Fundraising for the Upper Canada Heritage Trail began 7 years ago. Beginning at John Street, a four-phase plan will eventually see the project end at York Road after 10 kilometers of trail are rehabilitated with new granular stone, and unwanted vegetation is removed. The first phase from John Street to East and West Line is complete, and the second phase to Line 3 is what will be completed with the latest contribution. Once the second phase is wrapped up, the town committee that was formed to move the project ahead will be out of money, explained its vice chair Tony Chisholm in an interview with The Local in September. They will have gone through the $171,000 raised, plus a $60,000 grant, he said at that time.